Look at my shoe. Welcome to episode 43 of Uncorked Gamers, where we uncork a bottle of games and news every week. I am your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Dan.
And we welcome all of you to this podcast.
That's your better intro, huh?
It is my better intro, because it's a better intro.
I mean, it's very formal, if that's what we're trying to go for.
Does formal mean better?
Depending on who you're talking to. I like a nice open...
You're talking to me. Invitational. You're talking to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this is formal.
But it's better.
See,
Dan, bottles get uncorked.
Bottles get uncorked. Bottles of jealousy and rage.
I ain't jealous of your stinky intro. Your intro sucked, dude. It was too easy.
It was quick and to the point so we can get to what matters the most.
What matters the most?
Us.
I guess so. I do matter. I'm good enough. How does it go? I forgot how it goes.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
I don't know how many people get that reference.
All our fans, I'm sure. Our last guest would got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely have to be from a certain era.
It'd be from the 90s, basically.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kids nowadays, Dan.
Yeah, there are. And they're changing the way the things that I enjoy work and operate.
TV has become non-existent.
I'm becoming a grumpy old man.
Are you? Are you grumpy?
I'm not.
I don't remember seeing you grumpy.
I mean, I hide it well. I don't want to be the grumpy old man. It's like the Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. It's like the Hulk.
Dr. Jekyll?
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's like the Hulk, you know? It's just like it's bottled up inside, but
what's the Hulk's name?
Oh my god, I know this. Bruce Banner.
Who's Professor Moriarty?
Professor Moriarty is the evil incarnation of Colin Moriarty from Kinda Funny. He's the arch-villain of Sherlock Holmes. Two stories, but the movies blew him way out of proportions.
Did they? Are we talking about the...
the actual short stories, yeah.
Wow.
But my favorite Moriarty is the one from the TV show with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. There was a TV show? You haven't watched it?
Oh, you're talking about the newer one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the BBC one.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Dude, it's super good.
You told me to watch it, but I haven't watched it.
Well, you're...
Do I get BBC?
You don't have to get BBC, dude. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I get Netflix.
You get Netflix.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, each episode is like a movie.
I get Hulu, too.
Yeah, I get Hulu.
Is it on Hulu?
Well, I mean...
Hulu Plus is no longer called Hulu Plus.
What is it?
Hulu.
Yeah. Because you still have to watch ads. But if you don't want ads, then maybe they'll let you not watch ads for, like, $12.
But they'll... Wait, what?
Yeah.
So you have to pay more to not get ads?
Yeah.
On top of what I'm paying already to actually be able to watch shows that I want to watch?
I think it'd be a $12 total, or $12.99 total fee. Or, like, so Hulu without ads would be $12.99.
I just want to watch the shows that doesn't let me watch normally. That's all I want. I don't care about ads.
Yeah, I can't...
I mean, if you think about it, dude, you get a commercial... On TV, you get like, a 3-minute break every, like, 15 minutes or every 10 minutes.
It seems
it's like after forever. It's after the intro, usually.
I feel like I get more commercial in the show at this point.
No.
Well, I mean, if you have a half-hour show, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of shows, dude, you should watch The
Strain. It's like less than a minute, dude, of commercials.
You ever watch The Strain? Oh, on Hulu? Yeah, no, on Hulu. Well, on a half-hour show, Hulu commercials feel like forever, but... Yeah, Hulu's pretty good. Yeah.
Have you ever watched what now?
The Strain.
No.
I just started watching it on Hulu. So good.
Is it a Hulu exclusive?
No, it's not. It's on FX, but it's the one that Guillermo del Toro was working on.
Oh, yeah!
And I actually started watching.
I saw that on commercial for it.
Yeah. I always thought it looked kind of cheesy, but I actually started watching it. I was like, damn,
it's getting
son.
Good reviews, dude, actually.
Yeah, it's really good, dude. It's like movie quality on your TV.
FX is doing good. Mm. It's that del Toro guy, man.
Yeah,
Resident Evil.
Whatever. What?
What? Resident Evil. Not Resident Evil. The other Resident Evil.
Silent Hill,
yeah.
P.T.?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about P.T.? I lost it.
No.
Yeah, because when my PlayStation died, it went away. Yeah. And I didn't think about that.
But dude, yeah. That's depressing.
I know. It's not on my PlayStation
anymore. I wonder if you can copy it from somebody's PlayStation to another person's PlayStation.
I don't think it'll let you install it.
Why not?
I just don't think it will. You can't install a game from packet. You can't install from an SUV. SUV? USB? Jesus, man, what is happening to me today?
Blood loss, maybe?
okay, let me tell you a little story.
Story time with Jeff.
So, me and my supervisor were horsing around. And by me and my supervisor were horsing around, I mean my supervisor was punching me playfully. And it was whatever, you know. Stuff like this happens all the time at work, right? So I was just like, hey, back off, fool. I'm trying to work over here, right? And he's like, nah, so I'm going to keep punching you. So he kept punching me, right? So I was just like, all right, I'm going to kick him really hard, really, really hard on the leg so it doesn't hurt too bad.
Right.
Right? So I go and, you know, just throw out this super strong Super Saiyan kick. And, okay, if anybody's working in a warehouse, they know what I'm talking about. On the racks, the pallet racks, right? In the corners, there's like this little, they usually put a little round plate that protects it from getting hit with a forklift.
Yeah.
Getting damaged and falling over on people, basically. So that ended up getting in my way. It just jumped in front of me. And I ended up kicking that really, really hard. Like the edge and the top pointy part of it. And it hurt. It hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. I was limping after that for like the rest of the day. I'm still limping, actually. It just happened today.
I just want to point out, it's funny that you mentioned going Super Saiyan, because I'm pretty sure in the new episode of Dragon Ball Z, there's a scene where Goku goes Super Saiyan.
Have you watched it?
To kick somebody, and like, you know, there's like a house in the way, and he just cusses out like, damn it! Who put this house here? And he's like in pain, and his foot's throbbing and stuff like that.
You saw the first episode?
No.
No.
Is it out?
Yeah.
On Crunchyroll?
I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll, but it's out on download.
On the various...
On the internets.
Subtitled?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look for it. Does it look good?
It looks good. People are... I haven't actually watched it, but...
I haven't seen the movies. Am I getting ruined?
Nah, it's a continuation of Z.
Yeah, but I heard the movies were also a continuation.
Yeah, the movies are some... Is it all the movies that are canon?
I don't think it's... Is it? No, it can't be all the movies that are canon, because some of those movies are really bad. I heard the more recent ones, though, like the last two or three were canon or something like that. So Battles of the Saiyan Gods.
Yeah, the gods. But, anyway. What were we talking about? Oh, my foot. So...
That throbbing pain
reminds you. Yeah, throbbing pain. I'm like jumping out in one foot because it hurts super bad. My supervisor's just pointing and laughing at me. And then calls everybody else to come look at what I did. All right?
Yeah.
My supervisor.
Yeah.
Which is cool, whatever. I mean, I'm not mad. I don't care. It's, you know, I would do the same thing if he did it. I would point and laugh at him and tell everybody, hey, look what this dumbass did. Right? Now, I have this hole in my shoe.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big hole. I kicked it so hard that it ripped through my shoe and through my foot, actually. It ripped through my foot.
Fleshy tendrils of his foot.
So I took off my shoe. I took off my shoe right after I hit that thing, and there was like a little spot of blood, just a little tiny one. I was like, it's bleeding a little, right? It hurts really bad, but it's bleeding a little.
How cute!
Right. So I'm walking around, just kind of limping, walking, and it starts to feel a little wet. So
that's not a good sign.
No. So I take off my shoe. And I see that there's more blood on my sock.
It's all at work, though?
This is all at work. And I'm just like, oh, man.
So you went to your supervisor, like, hey, we should take a look at this.
No, because, I mean, my supervisor was laughing at me. So.
Well, I mean, bam, lawsuit. You're raking in that money now.
So I was horsing around. Check it out. I was horsing around, and I kicked something. And now I want to fix, so you need to send me a doctor.
Yeah, what's your supervisor going to do? Yeah, I was helping the horse around. Supervisor's gonna kind of like do what he needs. He's gonna write down just the base necessities, so you can get your medical attention. No attention gets brought back to him.
My manager's like, "How does this happen exactly?" Oh, yeah. My supervisor was punching me, And I decided to kick him. And that little protector plate got in the way.
Little protector plate did not protect my foot.
It protected the damn beam. That's for damn sure. From my foot. But that hurt. And it started feeling wet and I was bleeding like crazy. Well, I wasn't bleeding like crazy, but it was a fair amount of blood. And people were telling me you should really like clean it off. And I was like, nah, I'll clean it off when I get home. Right? If I start getting dizzy or whatever, I'll clean it off then.
But, I mean, at that point, it's way past the point of cleaning it off.
Nah, you just drink a little water and you'll be fine, dude.
It's more like you need food.
Snickers bar?
Yeah, like a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I'll take a Snickers bar. But, so, I decided I'm going to do this at home. I'm going to clean it off at home. I don't care. I'm going to continue working like this. So, I get home, and I take off my shoe. And, like, basically the whole top part of the shoe, but the whole top part of the sock is like just covered in blood.
How long did you work on your foot like this? How many more hours did you have left in the day? You just snorted.
I went like 2 more hours.
2 hours? Constantly in pain.
I had no choice. I had to finish my work.
How many hours of that was it to the point where you noticed, like, hey, my foot's actually pretty bleeding.
Oh my god.
My foot, my sock is wet.
You know? I checked it again. Okay, there was a point where I, you know, because I'm constantly walking.
Yeah.
So there was a point where I actually stopped walking for about a good 15 minutes. And then after I started walking again, it felt even worse. It was that, you know, that whole rest period always makes things worse, man. You know, like that's why everything hurts more the next day.
Yeah.
And so it started hurting worse, and that's when I ended up, like, taking my shoe off again. And, yeah, it was a fair amount of blood in there.
How much work was left after that point?
Probably, like, 45 minutes.
And you, at no
I
point...
I continued, yeah, no. I was very, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Stubborn?
Stubborn, yes. Good word. And I decided to do it at home. And then I got home. So when I got home, I took off my shoe and it was just covered. And my wife's like, before I took off my shoe, my wife's like, because she saw me limping. She's like, are you hurt? I was like, yeah. And she's like, what happened? I was like, I stabbed myself in the foot, basically. And I told her I did it with like a pole, but like, I don't know. I was just
messing with her.
Yeah. But then I ended up telling her what happened.
As the lights slowly started to fade to black.
So, my daughter brings me some alcohol and some paper towels.
So your daughter's like, here, Daddy, drink this.
Not that kind of alcohol, although that would have been fine, too. Because you can put that on wounds, right?
Yeah, you can put that on wounds, yeah. But you usually want to drink just to do the pain.
Yeah.
Which I never understand. You know, movies are like, here, drink this. And like, when they perform, like, an operation on the street or whatever, and, like, you see them take, like, you know, like, they drink, like, half the bottle, and then they start getting cut, like, right away. I'm like, that's gonna take some time before you actually start to feel the numbification of being drunk.
I mean, if you're on an empty stomach, dude, it's gonna go pretty fast. It's pretty fast.
And, not as fast as the shows.
Not that fast. But I would say even 10 minutes. I would say 10 minutes you were already
starting. Yeah, I can give like 10, 15 minutes, but they never give them 10, 15 minutes. No.
It's like, here, drink this. Ready? No. I don't care. Bam, dude.
Here, drink this. Cut off his arm. What?
But, I should have drank some alcohol.
Yeah. Well, I got some.
It still hurts. I got a big old Band-Aid, one of them big square ones.
Yeah.
I put some Neosporin on there, so it should be okay.
So long as
I'm no doctor or anything.
Clearly not.
But it should be okay, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
That makes infections go away, right, Neosporin?
Yeah, it helps infections go away, and it helps you not get scars. We are not sponsored by Neosporin.
No, wait. Neosporin has a separate thing for that.
I thought that was their whole advertising thing.
Really?
Like, it heals faster, and look, no scar.
Huh. I thought they had, like, another version of Neosporin.
I don't think so.
Like a scar-free one. I'm thinking of something else.
You might be thinking of something else.
Maybe I just don't care and just decided to make it up.
Yeah. Again, Neosporin, if you want to sponsor us, just send us an email.
No, seriously, I think Neosporin works. I don't really know because I can't compare the same wound with Neosporin and without Neosporin.
So. It's called a razor blade in the wrist.
Slice! No, bad idea. Do not try this at home. Stop it, Dad. What the hell is wrong with
you? It's okay, man? If you cross the street.
No.
Just don't walk down it.
You're a horrible person. Stop doing this.
Don't do it.
Yeah, so whatever. Yeah, I'm fine. Depending on how I feel, I might not go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, probably a good idea. You know, I mean, you should probably look at that thing, even maybe after we're done recording, see if it hasn't gone like green.
No. It hasn't gone green.
Not gonna do it.
Like gangrene?
I don't know, dude.
I can't get gangrene.
Is
that a bacteria?
I think it is a bacteria. Right. You don't think it's, you might have, like, cracked any bones or anything like that?
I can wiggle my toes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it was a crack, you could probably still do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it hurt, though, if you wiggled? Oh, it hurts. It does hurt.
Yeah.
But it hurts because it always hurts. It's pulsating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about games, shall we?
Let's move on to pulsating games.
All right, this might be of interest, since you like gaming competitions and whatnot.
Hell yeah.
Pac-Man.
Hell yeah.
People have decided that they're going to try to beat the 256 level of Pac-Man, a.k.a. the Pac-Man kill screen.
Okay, well, I mean, are they going to do like a no-death run?
Well, it has to be because they're trying to get a new high score. And you can't get a new high score if you die in Pac-Man because the high score is no deaths in Pac-Man except for the obligatory death in the kill screen.
Wait, but don't you retain your score even if you die?
I think you have like 3 lives, but I mean, as long as you don't die, I think it just adds to the multiplier.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't really know how the Pac-Man scoring works.
Yeah. But
that means grabbing every piece of fruit, right?
Every piece of fruit, every 4 ghosts for every ghost pellet, and
damn,
all the pellets.
Damn.
Every
level.
There's a lot of really good documentaries about this, and the person who held the records, and the controversies between the gaming competition for old arcade games, stuff like that. I mean, stuff going
Netflix. Controversies? How could there be a controversy?
There was a controversy over Donkey Kong.
I don't understand.
So the person who holds the record, because the people record themselves and send them in for review.
Because it was a long time ago.
What the system is like now. Like, I mean, the guy who does all the stuff and sets the scoreboards and stuff like that, he reviews them and watches them. And he tries to decide if people are like, because, you know, people play their own arcade games. So, like, trying to see if people are modding the chips to make it easier.
Oh, I see.
And stuff like that, or if it's, like, a legit, like, actual arcade cabinet and blah, blah, blah.
That's kind of ridiculous, though.
So there's controversies where somebody beat the record of Donkey Kong, sent it in. The person who holds the Pac-Man record also holds a Donkey Kong record. I think a couple more records, stuff like that. He refuted the entry, saying it was, like, a hack or something like that. And, you know, the guy sided with him, the guy that runs the scoreboards kind of sided with him. So the guy who would beat the record is like, you know, anytime you want to, like, pick an arcade, I'll go beat the record, we'll have a record off. Yeah, I'm like, I will beat this record. And, like, he just kind of, like, the guy that holds the record, he's like, he just wouldn't acknowledge him, kind of. So it's kind of like...
He was scared.
Yeah, he was either scared or he was like...
He didn't want anybody to beat his record.
Yes, yeah, that's like is a big part
that's
of his
exactly
fame.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah. It's a big part of his fame, and I mean, he sells chili now, but like, yeah, he's known as a guy.
What?
Yeah, he has his own chili company.
He sells chili?
Yeah. I mean,
the like last... Like the canned chili?
In the documentary, that's what he was doing. Okay. No, not the canned chili, like the spice. Like, you put on top of foods
like
to make it spicy.
Oh, chili spice, okay.
Yeah.
Like dark chili? Ancho chili?
I'm not sure. It's all like pre-made stuff. So, like, I guess stuff you would put on your barbecue wings.
Let's see.
Or hot wings. Yeah.
Buffalo wings?
Buffalo wings.
Why are they called buffalo wings?
Because it came from buffalo.
Buffaloes don't have wings.
No, they didn't come from buffalo. They came from the state buffalo. Buffalo state.
That was my attempt.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's really more famous for having the Pac-Man record. And he got to the point where he could literally, because the game takes so long, you have to do it on one quarter. He would know the game so well, he put Pac-Man in a little corner somewhere on, like, any given map, go to the bathroom, come back, and not lost a life.
What?
Because he knows the pattern of the ghosts. He understands.
Do they really have a pattern?
They don't have a pattern, but apparently there's, like, certain screens have certain spots where Pac-Man will be kind of hidden for a while. Like, long enough to go take a piss and come back.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I gotta take a look at this documentary.
There's a couple. I mean, they're pretty good ones.
Do you remember what this one was called? The good one? One of the good ones?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, it's on Netflix. I can give it a...
Oh, it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, then I'll look it up on Netflix.
It was on Netflix at one point. They might have cycled it out, but I think it's on Netflix.
I'll check it out, though, either way.
Yeah. But anyway, 256 screen. As you know, arcades have kill screens, right? You know what that is?
A screen where you're going to die no matter what?
All right, so a kill screen...
Because it's too hard, or...
No. All right, so in old arcades, a kill screen was a point, because a lot of old arcades kind of just kept giving you levels and levels and levels and stuff like that. That's kind of how they were. There's no real end game. So the kill screen is basically the point of the game where the computer has no more memory to actually be able to run the next screen. So it's like a screen where just like madness rules the day. So it's a kill screen in Pac-Man. It's a map. And you can see half the map is fine. But the other half of the map is just jargon computer code. It's like A3, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't resemble a map. It's literally just a string of characters.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Basically like that. So you can only ever see half the map.
But you can play through it.
Presumably, what people believe, at least at this point in time, is that even if you collected the last pellet, there's not enough memory to actually create another board, so you're just stuck there. The only thing you can do at that point is die, hence, you know, kill screen. But these new challengers are saying, you know, we are going to collect every pellet, and we will keep going, and we will get a new high score.
Huh.
Yep. So that's what this competition is going to be about.
So they're going in blind on this side of the map.
Well, I mean, the maps are... mirrors of each other, so if you know what one
Yeah, but
is,
if it ghost is on one side, you don't know where he's at.
Exactly, yeah. Plus, if you miss one pellet, you'll have to go through that whole map to be able to find that pellet again.
Waka waka waka.
Yeah, Fuzzy Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the noise he makes.
Xbox One, you know how they're letting you stream games on your PC through Windows 10?
Yeah.
They're letting everybody try that out now. It's coming soon.
Windows 10 is getting support for 10 years, I heard.
No, that's probably why it's called Windows 10.
Huh?
No, it's not. No. It's just the 10th version of Windows.
It's not, though.
That's what they felt like calling it.
They totally skipped 9. 9 never happened. And it's been more than 10.
Let's see. Windows...
95, Windows 98, Windows NT, Windows XP, Windows.
I think there's a Windows 4 in there somewhere.
Windows 4?
Or 2000. Sure. You forgot 2000.
Yeah. Windows 2000.
Yeah.
7, 8.
10. So there's probably one more Windows out there we're not remembering
right
now.
I don't remember. Yeah. I'm sure there was a bunch of Windows that I don't know about.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a computer till I was like...
So it sounds like 17. There might be about like 10 Windows operating systems out there right now. Also, Star Wars Battlefront, you're excited for that game, right?
Yes.
You want to know where you can play it first?
Is it on PlayStation?
No.
Oh.
It's on the Xbox One. You know why it's on the Xbox One?
Well, why would you do that to me? You made it seem like it was a PlayStation 4 exclusive first.
I did it to you because I knew you were gonna say a PlayStation. It's gonna be first on Xbox One because of EA Access.
EA Sports.
Letting you play games first on EA Access.
Okay. Well, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Here's something that matters, though. You know that game Odinsphere that I was talking about, like, way back?
I remember something about podcast? It, yeah. It's an RPG, I was like, right?
Yeah, beautiful side-scrolling action RPG.
Yeah.
They're doing an HD version of it, a remaster.
On PlayStation 4?
PlayStation 4, 3, and the Vita.
3?
I love
it. You're still getting support on the 3?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's originally a PlayStation 3 game, so it's not that hard of a stretch. Supposedly, though, it's going to be, like, new modes. So it's not just a straight-up HD port. Let's see. New enemies, bosses, battle actions, animations, and maps.
Combat systems. Added content? Or yeah. Are they actually remaking the game?
Well, high-definition graphics. Combat system and has been retooled.
So they're remaking the game, basically. Kind of like the way Final Fantasy is happening?
No, not that drastically, no. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I'd say it's more along the lines of... Oh no. There are some really good examples of this, actually. Actually, a lot of the really good examples are on the PSP. Kind of more along the lines of Final Fantasy Tactics. War of the Lions was on the PSP.
I've never played a PSP game in my life, Dan.
I know. It's really sad. Valkyrie Profile Lenith, the way that was on the PSP. I believe it's Lenith. Lenith might be the sequel, but I think it's the first one. And they did they remade that one on the PSP, and it just added cutscenes and like added new stories and stuff like that. It was just like really good. It was really well done. I actually really enjoyed that game. All right. So Shenmue 3 Kickstarter that finally closed, and they closed at the sweet, sweet monetary sound of $6.3 million.
That sounds like a game being made.
Yeah. It broke like 2 or 3 records, like not just game records, but records in general.
What was
Bloodstained?
Yeah, they were higher than that, weren't they?
No, they were not higher than that. They were somewhere around 5.something million.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people love Shenmue, dude.
A lot of people have been waiting. Like, see, the Castlevania games, right? You either Nintendo or PlayStation. That's pretty much where you play those, right? For the most part. But Shenmue started on the Dreamcast, went to the Xbox, and now it's finally touching PlayStation. So you got like a wider spectrum of people that have had a chance to play this game because of it jumping from different consoles.
But you named two consoles, and then the other one you named two consoles. Or two makers.
Yeah, that's true.
You went Nintendo, Sony, and then you went Sega... Microsoft.
Yeah, okay. But Nintendo and Sony are primarily Japanese consoles, Japanese distributors.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But Sega...
Sega's Japanese.
Japanese. Microsoft, American.
Hmm.
So, a wider berth of audience.
Okay. You know what? This makes a whole lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get it.
This is actually pretty interesting news here. Apparently, people found a little Easter egg type of thing, or a little secret mission in the... Remember Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes? The little demo thing?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Did you see that?
Yeah, they found a little Easter egg of Kojima basically letting people know that his stuff was going to get erased from the game. So there's a Deja Vu mission that requires you to use a UV light to erase the logos of all games made by Kojima. And if you do this right, if you get rid of all the games made by Kojima, you get a little message that says, let me pull this up here. You might be able to erase the markings, but the memories will never disappear.
Now, there was in the video, they did show a few games, quote unquote. They weren't actually name of the games that Kojima made. And you tried to erase those and it wouldn't work. It's like, I guess this one's not the right one. You know, would be the, what you hear in the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of, and then, I don't know, man. It seemed almost like an insult at first.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once you get to the end and you hear the message, you're like, okay, well, it's more of a, you know, this guy's kind of great. And so, you know, don't hate us, don't hate him kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because that kind of feel to it, I would say.
I mean, I feel like it was like, Kojima knew this was going to happen before all this news broke out. And that got put in there. And then all this stuff happened.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
His contract ends this year, right? The end of this year?
I think so, yeah.
And the game gets released in September?
Yeah, it's coming out this year, for sure.
So, what happens to, I mean, so he's going to have like a...
It's probably just
3 months.
Like
3 months of...
Patches and bug fixes, probably.
I suppose. Do you see what's happening?
Yeah. Nobody at home can, though.
Oh, man, he's going to jump. He's going to jump. He's gonna jump.
He's not gonna jump.
Okay, so Vegan Dan has a hamster. This hamster somehow made it out of his little cage onto like this platform.
Habitat. It's a habitat.
A habitat. He got into this habitat where the lid was opened.
Yeah.
Was it open already?
Yeah, remember when
you
I was
forgot
trying
to close it, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to coax him into his ball so I can take him out of the room in case he started to make a lot of noise.
So he sticks his head out and he's just like, oh, this is freedom.
He's been doing that for like 15 minutes.
Oh, now he's trying again. He's trying to open it now. He knows. He remembers. So he was about to like jump. And that's what? I would say like 6 times his height? If he's on all fours?
Yeah, if he's on all fours, maybe.
Yeah.
You can see that.
It's a pretty good jump.
I mean, it's like a one-story building for a hamster.
Funny. That guy got fat.
I don't want to say he got fat.
He looks fat.
All right.
So, the Kojima thing. I don't know. It's sad news.
It is sad news, yeah. I heard it best somewhere on Twitter. Somebody said, I'm more interested in what Kojima does next than I am about Metal Gear Solid 5 at this point. Because, I mean, he has free reign now.
He's going to start a Kickstarter.
He doesn't have bosses he has to listen to or anything like that. He just make whatever the game he wants.
He's going to take our money, and he's going to make a great game. This is going to happen.
He's going to make PT.
This is the trend now, dude.
He's going to make PT, and he's going to call it PT.
Can he do that still? I hope he can do that.
I mean, it won't be necessarily the same. It won't have the same stuff they showed us.
Can you imagine him making a new Silent Hill, quote unquote, right?
Right. I mean, yeah.
And then
like
getting a Kickstarter and getting Del Toro on the project. People would spend so much money, dude. They'd be throwing money at their computer.
Yeah.
If he's going to do this, it's going
to
happen.
The sad thing is, though, to make a game with the quality to what PT was. And what we saw of it.
Oh, you need tons and tons of money.
You need like billions of dollars, not millions.
Well, it's still a good idea.
I mean, it is a good idea. I mean, that's a franchise that really speaks to a lot of people.
There goes scratching.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody will be able to hear it, really.
So also, Xbox news. The 360, there was a lot of complaints about the 360 itself scratching discs.
Yeah, the optical drive.
Yeah, apparently,
I heard about this.
Vibrations, it can't handle, like, vibrations. And it would, like, you know, make the disc kind of wobble around and hit the actual hardware in there somewhere. And scratch the discs to a point where they're unplayable.
Yeah.
And people decided to sue, and it turned into a class action lawsuit. And that is now going forward into a class action lawsuit.
It's either
going
to go to, what was it, a class action lawsuit, or you push up to the Supreme Court, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's going class action. That's what the feel that I got from the article.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're... See, the thing with class action lawsuits is that you don't get much out of it as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens. Like,
I mean, because they split it between everything.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Why wouldn't they do it on an individual basis? Like, say, hey, okay, well, how many games did you get scratched, you know?
Well, apparently, If it was a official Microsoft game, they would offer you a new copy of the game. Yeah, replacement of the game. So, and now they're saying, like, no, it wasn't our Xbox's fault, it was your fault. But at the same time, they were also saying, like, oh, but we'll just give you a new copy of this game.
This is your fault. Here you go.
Yeah. I mean, companies don't typically do that.
Well, I mean, when a lot of people get sued, they pay off the plaintiff out of court.
Yeah.
Without taking blame for anything.
But
what does that mean?
Yeah,
I mean, are they really taking blame because they did that? Or are they just like, you know what, we don't want to deal with this. Here, just take this money and go away.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, I guess it depends on how big the lawsuit is, how long it takes them before they go, fine, just here, take this, whatever, I don't care anymore. Who knows?
I've been part of class action lawsuits before, and I never opt into them. Just kind of forget about them.
Yeah.
The prizes that you get are, like, pretty lame, so I'm just like, yeah, I don't really care.
At the same time, like, I always feel kind of weird. It's like, because it's like, well, I'm still using this service. Are they going to know that I was involved in this lawsuit and, like, not going to like me personally? Is it going to put, like, a mark on my record? This guy took part of this lawsuit against us.
So we'll screw him over?
Yeah. Give him bad customer service. You know, stuff like that, you know? Like, it's obviously, they can't do that because that would be discriminatory harassment.
Yeah, but they could totally red flag you, dude.
Yeah. Without, like,
me knowing. Nobody's going to care, dude. Nobody's going to know. Oh, did you hear about the... I don't know, this is not, like, gaming news or anything, but Jared, the Subway guy?
Oh, how he was being investigated for pedophilia?
Yeah, dude! That's insane!
Yeah.
He's not being charged or anything. They searched his house or whatever, and he's not being charged. He wasn't arrested or anything
like that. I mean, it was weird. Like, it was... Started with somebody that...
His, like, boss or something?
Fundraiser that he owned? No, I think he owns it.
I think his partners with people, but... I don't think he, like, directly owns it.
Well, anyway, somebody at that fundraiser was, like, arrested for this, just having this stuff on their computer. And then they're like, well, somebody at this thing that you run had it, so now we're going to search your house. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird reason to...
I mean, I'm sure there's more beyond that.
That's all they release, as far as I know, to, like, the public awareness.
You know how them FBIs are.
Yeah.
Scully and... What's the other guy's name?
Mulder.
Mulder. Always being all secretive.
New episodes are coming out, by the way.
Eh.
It's
not them. Is it them?
Yeah.
What about the rest of the cast?
Which one?
There was a Smoking Man.
Oh, Smoking Man has been dead for a while.
He died of cancer. That's right.
Did he die of cancer?
Yeah, he died of cancer.
Oh, okay.
I think he died of cancer.
I thought he got shot.
What?
I thought he got shot in, like, season 4 or 5, something like that. I don't remember.
I remember him dying of cancer. He was already dying of cancer.
He was already dying of cancer. I think that's why he got shot there. Like, he saved the day because he was going to die anyway.
I don't remember anymore. Things, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows how much the original cast got? I don't know too much about it. I'm more excited for the Ash versus the Evil Dead series because that looks awesome. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No.
It's just everything you were scared that they weren't going to put in it, it's in that trailer. And it makes you feel so comfortable and at home.
Those are good trailers.
Yeah.
The trailers will disappoint. You know that, right? There's been so many trailers out there with stuff that happens there in the trailer but doesn't happen in the movie.
No, this will make it into the show. I mean, it's like a lot of the stuff that's in the trailers is like plot development stuff, so it's part of the show. With shows, it's usually it. The trailer is like half of the first episode.
Hmm. Yeah, that was kind of off topic.
Speaking of off topic, you know Vin Diesel, his birthday was recently. Happened recently.
I did not.
Well, I found out about this as through the way I find out about a lot of random things, Facebook.
Best news source.
You know what his birthday cake was?
Was it a car?
Nope.
What was it? Was it a blind man?
What?
Oh, I'm thinking of a different guy.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a different guy. No, his birthday cake was three stacked books. One of them was Player's Handbook. One of them really? Was Dungeon Master's Guide, and one of them was Monster Manual. It looked like they were using the 3.5 edition book set as a basis.
That guy's a nerd.
Yeah, so in case you didn't believe me that he played D&D, he's an avid D&D player and stuff like that, even more. And he posted this on his Facebook.
That's cool.
Like, look at my birthday cake.
Doesn't look like the type.
You know, a lot of people
don't. Anybody with muscles doesn't look like the type, I guess, right?
Yeah, a lot of them play, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them play.
That's really awesome. Kind of like that MMA fighter guy.
Yeah, that would play Magic
Gathering. What's his name? God, I forgot his name.
I don't remember. Scott Q? He was a punter for the Vikings.
He
plays Magic the Gathering, too. Apparently, he's a really big Magic the Gathering nerd, play like from the beginning.
Yeah, because when he was playing on that show, he explained a lot of stuff. Like, he knew his stuff.
Yeah.
He knew his cards, man.
He used cards. Speaking of combat and competition.
What? Is it time?
It's time.
Let's talk about EVO 2015.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's in, let's listen to you tell me about it, because I didn't watch it.
Why didn't you watch it, first of all?
You know, Gail was going out of town. I went to go watch Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that text, but I was working at the time.
There's actually a story. It's actually a good thing you're working at the time.
What?
I went to go watch Ant-Man. My friend CT there, me and Gail. We're sitting there. Old coworker shows up, and we're like, oh, yeah, cool. Hey, yeah, friends and stuff like that.
Coworker from current coworker?
No, from Circuit City.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even invite him. Like, kind of gotten out of touch, but he just kind of decided to go watch that showing. This was like 1:30 matinee pricing. Nice, right?
Mm-hmm. So go, I like that. Early morning pricing, that was pretty good.
Yeah. We go, we sit down, watch a movie. I get about 20 minutes into the movie. There's a part where there's like some grand speech and like, you know, I'm unveiling this new blah, 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 and like the infrastructure of our society, and then the power cuts out.
Really?
So you see, like, weaknesses in the infrastructure of our society or something like that, the power cuts out. And we're like...
Floodlights come on and everything?
Yeah, floodlights come on and everything. And for, like, the first, like, 4 minutes, we're sitting there, like, it looks like it's about to kick back on, but it dies out for sure. Floodlights are still on. And, you know, we're just sitting there...
They don't use film anymore, right?
No, it's all digital. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and we're just like, You know, it's like, is this going to come back on soon? Like... We're probably sitting in there for like 10, 15 minutes before an actual employee from the theater actually comes in and is like, hey, you know, we don't know how long it's going to take, but if you want to get like a, you know, not a refund.
Really?
If you want to get...
They didn't offer a damn refund?
No, they offered tickets for a different showing. Or a different movie. A ticket
at
for
any time. A free passes.
A free pass, yeah.
And I guess that's a refund.
If you want to go back to that theater. They offered a free pass. They're like, or you know, you can just hang out here and watch the movie. And we're like, well, you know, I kind of want to watch the movie kind of early today because the theater's like pretty empty, and that's kind of what I wanted. So I was like, well, we'll just stick around, like, yeah, and we'll just catch this movie. And even less people now, awesome. So we're there for like, I want to say like 40 minutes.
And you guys are just chilling inside the actual theater, right?
Yeah, like, floodlights. Yeah, you know, everybody's making jokes and stuff like that, hanging out.
That sounds kind of fun, though.
It's a little fun. So 40 minutes or so go by, and then, like, they come back in, and they're like, yeah, so, apparently this is not going to be turned on for, like, a really long time, so, just go outside the lobby and get your any time passes.
Did they take down your name?
No, they actually just wrote, like, on blank tickets. They wrote, like, one ticket, and they take your old ticket. Like, one, like, a power ticket or something like that, because the power went out.
That seems odd.
Yeah.
Okay. So, seeing that, I could have written one ticket on any ticket. I wonder if they would actually check tickets.
They're the movie ticket tickets.
Yeah, but I have movie tickets from them, from that theater.
Blank ones?
Like, from a movie.
No, they were blank.
They were blank.
Blank. And they wrote on those.
Oh, they just like...
Yeah. They just pulled out the rolls and... Wrote on blank tickets for the guy.
That's so weird. It's so weird.
And then we walk outside and realize that like half of Watsonville has like a power outage at that point in time.
Like, how come I didn't get one?
It went all the way up to Target. It went up to Freedom. It was like a specific section.
To Scotts Valley? All the way to Scotts Valley?
No, Freedom. Street.
Wait, what theater did you go
Freedom
to?
Freedom Street. I went to Green Valley.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to the Scotts Valley one.
No. No, I went to the Green Valley.
Why would... Well, okay. Well, I was thinking...
So, like, as far as Target, I mean, like... And it looks like on the map, the PG&E map, it was, like, went up, like part of it went up to Freedom Boulevard, Freedom Street. So it was, like, a pretty big chunk of Watsonville was affected by this power outage. Like, as we're driving back on the freeway, we're trying to look around, and we're seeing, like, all right, those street lights are, like, still are out. So, like, it's pretty far down Main Street. Yeah, but it didn't affect my house, luckily. So we just hung out at my house for a while, played some card games, you know, watched some TV and stuff like that. And then the power was out from, like, 2-ish to about supposedly 5:15, so, like, a 3-hour power outage. And we caught the 7 o'clock showing, and it was an awesome movie.
For Ant-Man?
Yeah.
You went back to Ant-Man?
I went back to Ant-Man, yeah. Of course. That's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe and you it was worth it. Change your mind.
Yeah. Ant-Man is totally worth it, dude. It's hilarious.
So, why is it a good thing that I was at work?
Because you would have been... You
having fun?
You would have left the movie. You would have left work to go watch the movie, and then power outage, and you would have been, like, pissed off because you... Could have been working.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good thing.
So, Evo 2015. Apparently, Dan didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
So, some couple highlights on Evo. Evo's great. It's always great. Evo's always great. There's always hype matches everywhere.
Right.
And just different things happening all the damn time. So, one thing that I found out after Evo. Was that Jamie Lee Curtis was there. She does not seem like the type that would play fighting games, but apparently she does play fighting games.
Oh, she played?
Yeah, she played against her son at Evo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is her son a big name?
I'm guessing the son is probably the bigger fan. But yeah, she went in cosplay. She went as Vega.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that, yeah.
And she, you know, she was playing her son at Evo.
She did that so nobody would know it was her.
I guess so, like yeah. But it was really awesome. That was kind of cool. So Marvel. I mean, I really, really, really care mostly about Street Fighter 4.
Right.
Marvel's cool. I like watching Marvel. The Guilty Gear was fun to watch too because Guilty Gear hasn't been there for a while.
It's such a pretty game.
Yeah,
like, such a nicely drawn game.
And I think it was just that the
Persona was there.
The nostalgia. Persona was there. I didn't watch the Persona finals. I saw some of the Smash Brothers.
Was Killer Instinct there?
Yeah. It was really. It was like nothing.
Okay, I don't remember hearing about that. That's probably why.
So apparently, Killer Instinct's kind of dead. And the, I mean, I don't want to say it's dead because, I mean, if you enjoy the game, play the game, whatever. But.
Just don't expect to
play. It just doesn't seem like tournament wise, it's just not a happening game.
Right.
So, the Melee, I watched a few of the Melee matches, but I'm very. And when it comes to Melee, I can only watch, like, so much. You know what I mean? Like, I get kind of get tired of the game because it's not really a fighting game per se.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a fun game. I love playing the game. It's just watching it just kind of,
I don't know. There's too much space for you to move around and dodge and stuff.
It's just, yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
That's why I like the watching AMSA as Yoshi, because he's so aggressive with it.
Yoshi!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't think he's won the tournament. He's gotten pretty close a couple of times. I think at EVO. But, like, just watch him, because, like... He's so aggressive with his Yoshi, but everybody else is, like, trying to dodge stuff like that. He's just constantly hounding them. Like, that's entertaining.
Oh, he's pooping eggs?
Yeah, always pooping eggs.
So, I forgot his name. For Wii, the Melee winner. He's a...
Armada?
Armada from Sweden, yeah. He took it, you know, I think it's his first, can't be his first championship.
No, he's pretty big.
There was only, I mean, it's only been at Evo two times.
He's one of the gods, I think.
Yeah. So he took the Evo one, and he was really happy about it.
This is for the GameCube one or the Wii U one?
Those were for the Wii U, or the GameCube, sorry. It's Melee, yeah. Melee's bigger than the new Smash.
Yeah, and Melee will probably always be bigger.
Yeah. I mean, Melee's been big for... since it came out. Yeah. It's still there, you know what I mean? It's a long time.
Nintendo cannot recapture that glory.
So, for Guilty Gear's... Guilty Gear Xrd, there was... what was his name? Winnebago? Windchill?
Wendigo?
Wendigo sounds right. Yeah. Forgot the dude's name, but... I don't really know those players. I don't know the Tekken 7 players.
Tekken 7 was there.
Yeah, the Guilty Gear players.
That was a big showcase.
I mean, there's some MK players that I know. Killer Instinct, I don't know any players. This Wendigo guy, he decides that he won the match when there was still a round left in the match. Right? So he pops up. And just start celebrating that he won. Meanwhile...
Woshige.
Woshige.
That's his name.
Yeah, see, I was close, dude. Then he stands up and he starts celebrating his win while there's still another round. And the other dude just goes crazy on him, dude. He does like he does a combo, unscaled, for 60% damage.
Right, guy's not blocking, he's not defending, he's not doing anything to get out of this combo.
Dude, he's just, he still doesn't realize that he's getting hit. And so he ends up dizzying him. And I think that's, at that point, I think that's when he started realizing that, hey,
everybody's yelling at him for a reason.
Yeah, he thinks people are cheering him on. I think this is what he thinks, and it's not the case. Dude, look at the screen. There's a huge screen behind you, dude. Just look at it.
Yeah,
there's still a fight going on, and so he ends up getting dizzied. And at this point, it's when I feel like he got it didn't pan out to him. So at this point, I feel like that's when he realized, hey, this thing's still going on. But it was too late, and he ended up losing, and ultimately losing.
He was third place after that. But he could have been in the final.
Moment of stupidness, so.
Yeah, cockiness. Yeah. Funny thing about that story, ESPN said, like, they're not going to cover esports because they don't think esports are a real sport. They did show that clip of the kid doing that.
Really? On ESPN. I think they've done that before, though.
Yeah, they
they've have shown covered video game clips, right? Yeah. Or something, well, video games.
They did cover an actual, like, tournament, a video game tournament recently. Let me see if I can
for
find
what?
The name of that.
Oh, it was one of the, one of those,
let's see.
Was it a shooter?
No, I don't think it was a shooter. I think it was a, Heroes of the Storm, the Blizzard one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They covered that tournament in April.
So, ESPN, turning to esports.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a smart move.
It's a money generator, for sure.
I mean, just do ESPN6, esports coverage.
Mm-hmm. Is it really up to 5?
I feel like it is. I feel like I'm constantly clicking on
ESPN,
that scroll button.
Next channel, ESPN. ESPN.
ESPN. What's that called? What's that one called where, like, they play in Canada where you hit the puck down the ice?
Hockey?
No, where you have the brooms.
Oh my god, and you're sweeping, right?
Yeah.
And you gotta, so you're guiding it? Bowling?
Shuffleboarding? But it's not shuffleboard, though. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
I mean, they've covered that. I've seen ESPN coverage.
But that's an Olympic sport, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that really an Olympic
sport? Yeah, it's an Olympic sport.
Fucking kidding me.
No, dude, during the Winter Games.
Man, yeah. They really don't have sports during the Winter, do they?
There's a lot of stuff that wouldn't consider sports. Diving's not a sport.
How come archery's not a sport anymore?
Isn't it?
I've never seen it covered.
Mm. It's, I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched the Olympics in a long time.
Yeah, me either.
Just don't care.
You watch the opening thing, and then
they're
that's about it.
They're all doped up anyway. I mean, that swimmer, who's smoking weed?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, totally enhancing his swim mechanics.
I mean, those ice broomers, man. Totally on the dope.
See how fast they're sweeping? Come on. That's not normal, dude. Humans can't do it that fast.
Yeah, I'd like to see them sweep ice like that and win the big one.
Winnebago.
You got me thinking of Winnebagos. Winnebago?
Yeah, see. But let's get back. So that's Excerpt. Killer Instinct, like I said, I didn't watch the finals of Killer Instinct. And I think that the finals for that was on Saturday anyway.
Yeah.
And I missed a bunch of Saturday, and I missed a bunch of Friday. And I ended up catching clips of Excerpt and Melee.
So you didn't even see Tekken 7?
No, I didn't see Tekken 7 at all.
See, that one, I would think would be kind of exciting. King of Fighters finale was pretty exciting.
I saw some Tekken 7 on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember. But,
how's it look?
The same.
Really?
I don't know. It looked a little... There's a little differences in it, I think. Some people got new moves. They got a little revamped. Mm.
Is it more fluid?
I think it looked nice. It really did look nice. I mean, I was a Tekken fan back in the day, and I don't know, it just kind of died out.
Yeah.
But, the Marvel, though, so, Kane Blue River.
Can I guess how the Marvel fights went? Go for it. Alright. So, smack, smack, stuck in the corner, smack, 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 I win.
Okay. That might have happened a few times.
Yeah, that's why I don't like watching the Marvel ones.
Them hit confirms, though. You do one hit confirm, dude, and you're done. You're dead.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And then you get like a... Okay, so... Oh, what is his name? He played a Firebrand. Who was it? Firebrand. Skrull. And... Dr. Doom, I believe.
Okay.
So he has an unblockable, right? Where, you know, as soon as you die, when your next character comes in, Dr. Doom, he shoots his little upwards... Not Dr. Doom. Is it Dr. Doom?
Green cape, metal face.
Dr. Doom, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? I don't know. It doesn't matter. So he shoots a beam upwards, you know, as a super. And then he switches out to Firebrand, does his super where he gets stronger, turns white, and then he has Skrull come in and do his little punches in the air. So while he's doing the little punches in the air, this guy's blocking. Firebrand comes from, you know, he's doing like this this move that kind of builds up, and he swings down and upwards towards him, and I guess he had like all these three things happening at the same time, and apparently it creates an unblockable. But from what I understand, it is escapable somehow, but like. Pretty impossible.
Yeah.
Pretty damn impossible.
Like a lot of that.
It's really cheap. Let's put it that way. It's really cheap.
Like,
but it's part of the game. Every
tournament I've seen, yeah.
But it's part of the game, though. So, I mean, how much can you really say that, you know, it's a competition and it's part of the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that you know this coming in, so. And I forgot that guy's name. But anyway, so Kane Blue River. So I was watching the end of the pools. For Marble, and he is from Chile, I believe.
Yeah, Chile, South America, represent.
I think it's Chileno, either Chileno or Peruano.
Yeah, Peru, represent.
So anyways, this guy, okay, so when this guy made top 8, he started crying, dude. He was just bawling, dude, and he was happy, and he was giving hugs to everybody. And you could tell this guy was, like, super happy, dude. Just super happy.
Well, yeah, dude. It's like a life savings for him to buy the console because he lives in South America. And it's, like, $900. And, like, you know, an extra $200 for the game because he lives in South America and the import fees are ridiculous.
Yeah. So he works his way through through winners. He went all the way through winners. All the way. Didn't lose a single match.
Wow.
This guy, dude. And so, I mean, he was over. I mean, I've seen him before. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But he's never, I never seen him that,
focused.
You know, do that good, really, yeah. I guess so. And he ended up playing Ray Ray in the finals. And I think Ray Ray looked really salty, you know, during the match.
Why?
And he's just mad that he lost. He was losing.
Okay.
But, so Kane Blue River actually ends up taking the game. And he's ecstatic, dude.
Wait, so he had a perfect tournament.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy was just the happiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I never seen someone cry so much.
That's awesome.
In a competition like this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, props to this guy. He's going back home happy.
With money?
With a lot of money.
Yeah.
And on Street Fighter.
I'm hoping he, like, bought some stuff for him back home and just took it with him on the plane. Save himself some money.
It's so weird the way you buy things now to take back in the plane.
Yeah, it's so weird, the import fees of things.
Yeah, well.
It's so bad.
So, Street Fighter 4. Ultra Street Fighter 4. Always hype. Top 8. I don't even think I can name all top 8. I probably forget somebody. But it was...
PS Rock was in there.
It was II. It was II? Exactly. PR Rock. So PR Rock, Infiltration was there. Momochi. Tokido. Murderface, my pick. Got taken out. But whatever.
Yeah.
Gamer B, who took the game. And I'm missing two more people. Oh, Knuckle Dew.
Knuckle Dew.
And... Damn it.
Did you say Momochi yet?
Yeah, I said Momochi. I'm missing one. Can't remember where the last one was. But, yeah, we didn't see in, Wong.
He didn't show up at all?
Justin Wong wasn't in Marvel Finals or in, Street Fighter Finals.
Wow.
No, he was there. He just said he wasn't in either one of the finals, dude. He wasn't top 8 or anything.
Daigo wasn't in the finals either.
Yeah, Daigo didn't make it.
Oh, there was no top 8, technically. There was, like, 4 people tied for 9th place.
No, there's top 8.
Oh, there's 2 people tied for 7th. That's what this is showing me. So, yeah, Momochi, Gamer B, Infiltration, Badge Nemo.
Oh, Nemo. Yeah, yeah, Nemo. That's the other guy. That's the one I missed.
Kappa Lal... Kappa...
Or Kappa. Or Kappa.
That's II. Okay.
Yeah. Or Kappa II. So, you know, like... So, II was the surprise. But he didn't get past Infiltration. Infiltration beat him.
Yeah.
The thing is here, the best part of this was... I would say that the best part was the fight with Infiltration. The Gamer B Infiltration fight was probably the better one. And so, what happened, right? So, Gamer B picks Elena.
Oh, yeah, I saw Gamer B, I think, versus Daigo with his Elena, and he was pretty good with that Elena.
Yeah, and Infiltration chooses Chun-Li, right? And he's played with Chun-Li before.
Ooh.
Dude, Infiltration can play with, like, every damn character.
Yeah, that's his thing.
He knows every freaking character. He played with a Hakan and big PR Rog. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's good. He's a good player. He's an awesome player.
Yeah, I was just happy to see that Elena was getting some credit in this tournament.
Elena's not bad, dude. There's a lot of Elena players.
She's like people's like fourth pick, though.
It just depends on the matchup, dude. I mean, the matchup will make you choose Elena. But even without the matchup, dude, like there's a lot of Elena players. They're squaring off, and you know. Elena and Chun-Li, and Chun-Li's getting destroyed, dude. Infiltration is losing. So, Infiltration decides to switch characters. And all these matches are going down to the wire, dude. Like, the last second, right?
Nice.
And so...
I gotta watch this.
Like,
this sounds awesome.
This match took forever to finish. And so, Infiltration's like, he goes to the character select screen, and he's like, thinking about switching. And he thinks forever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. I don't know how many minutes went by, dude, before the judges finally called time on him. It's like, dude, yeah, you gotta pick. Here's 30 seconds. And I think it was a phone. They put a phone in front of his face with like 30 seconds on the clock. And he decided to choose his character during like the last 5 seconds of it. And he ends up picking Jury. And, did good with Jury. I think he won a couple of them with Jury.
Okay.
After Gamer B lost, I think he lost the next match, you know, against, with the Jury. He won. He beat Gamer B with Jury. And then Gamer B decides to go back to Adon.
Okay.
And, it went down to the wire, and, you know, Adon actually, took it, with a timeout at the end.
Oh, wow.
There was, dude, that every match was going down to, like, the last 10 seconds, dude. And the cool thing is that, It was just such a great match, dude. Like, all around, dude. And it was really fun to watch. There was a lot of hugging when Gamer B beat Infiltration, dude. Infiltration was like, you know, you can see Infiltration, like, you know.
So Infiltration was the one from Loser Bracket?
From what?
He was the one that came up from Loser Bracket?
At this point, they were both in Losers.
Oh, so
Gamer B got taken out.
Gamer B got taken out, and he...
And he ended up...
putting Infiltration
down. No. Sorry. Gamer B was already in Losers. Infiltration got put into Losers by Momochi. During the Winners Finals.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
So Infiltration...
This isn't the final. You're telling me
it's... No. This is the third place match.
Okay.
Which I think was better than the championship match overall. Infiltration got taken up by Momochi, so there were the two that went to Winners Finals, Momochi and Infiltration. So, yeah, like, Infiltration hugs it out with Gamer B, and he's like, you know, damn, dude, like, you know, good game, man. This was really great. And so the final with against Momochi, Gamer B ended up resetting the brackets.
Nice. Right?
Yeah.
That's always good.
And I mean, the next set, it goes down to the wire again. And there was a controller malfunction, dude. Momochi's controller started malfunctioning and it paused the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is during the last fight, you know, and Momochi had already won a round during the last fight. And Gamer B had a choice, you know, take this round or not take this round. Well, he ended up taking the round. He's like, you know what, I'm going to take the round. So he punches Momochi a couple times just so he gets a life lead and let the timer run out. So, you know, he gets a win and nobody else builds any more meter.
Yeah.
You know, because it kind of has, I mean, the fact that he had to punch him builds a meter. And it builds a Momochi meter too. But I'm not, obviously not as much as Gamer B. But he ends up, taking that round because of what happened. And, you know, they take a while to find this guy, Momochi, a stick. But once he gets it, they go into the final round, and Momochi takes it. So it went down, you know, he sets a bracket, he takes it all the way to the end, and Momochi still took the match, wins the EVO tournament. And he was already qualified for Capcom Cup. So Gamer B, win or lose, was going to qualify.
Yeah.
Because it goes to the next... If you're the winner and you're already qualified, it goes to the next person. That's not qualified, which would be Gamer B at this point. So either way, he was in it. But I would say the Infiltration fight was better than the Momochi fight. But I mean, they were both great fights. So at the end of those days, so that, I mean, it was great. It was great. You guys should really watch the finals if you haven't watched them. At least watch the finals. So at the end of E3, at the end of Evo, they announced a new character for Street Fighter. What the hell's his name? Celiac?
Nikali.
Nikali. This guy, I don't know why this guy reminds me of Evil Ryu. His face reminds me of Evil Ryu for some reason.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? Who's the last boss in Third Strike? Like the way he looks.
Oh, that guy.
Like, Urien?
Urien.
Urien, yeah. Something like that. Reminds me of the way that guy looks.
Really?
Yeah, it was like his long hair.
This guy's got weird things on his hair, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a prequel to Third Strike, so maybe something.
He's definitely a grappler.
He seems fast. He has a Wolverine special.
The Berserker Barrage?
Yeah. Where he just does a bunch of 3 claw-marked X-shaped attacks.
Berserker Barrage.
Yeah.
But he's, whatever, he looks cool.
He goes Super Saiyan.
He goes Super Saiyan, definitely. His hair starts glowing red, getting all crazy and all over the map. Takes up, like, half the screen.
Yeah. Apparently...
Was that background a new background?
I don't know.
The stage?
I think it was a... It might have been. It like might a have little been the Brazil one thing. Or something like that. But... I heard some people saying, like, some people say they were studying, like, the reveal as best as they could, because it's just a reveal. Well, it's like, when he activated a super, his jumping like he could kind of choose to jump higher up in the air, kind of quickly across, instead of just a normal jump.
Kind of like a dash jump.
Yeah, like he would gain a dash jump or like an extra high jump. Stuff like that. So it seems like him going into the super kind of changes the way he plays a little bit too.
I love one of his grapples, dude, where he just grabs him and slams him into the ground.
Yeah, it's just like
it just looked really cool. Yeah, it looked really cool. Another big announcement that they made for Street Fighter is that all the DLC is going to be basically free as long as you play enough of the game.
Yeah, they're going.
So I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do to get the DLC for free.
And you probably earn points. I mean, it's probably going to be very similar to like a Hearthstone mechanic where you can earn coins to unlock more stuff, or you just pay it outright.
Yeah. Me and money. I don't want to part with my money, so I think I'd rather.
You and money.
I mean, I'm gonna play the game. I'm gonna be so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the game anyway, so I'd rather just kind of do it that way. I hope there's no like lose point system.
What if Bison's behind the paywall, or a point wall?
No.
Can you wait for Bison?
No, Bison's there. Bison's there, and all the DLC's gonna be there with him.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna not pay. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play to pay.
Yeah.
Not pay to play. But,
yeah, I mean, it's a pretty thrilling weekend if you managed to catch all that. I mean, if you didn't catch any of that, you can go watch all of this on YouTube.
Or you can actually go to the Twitch. The streaming thing was different this year, I think. They had 7 EVO streams.
Wow, one for each game or something like that?
Yeah, it was EVO. Yeah, dude, there was tons of matches. There was just everything. Everything was on there.
Yeah.
There were 7 of them, and then Capcom Fighters for the Street Fighter stuff on Friday.
Wow.
So, there was a total of 8 streams going on. And they had a lot of commentators were from other streams.
Yeah.
But just only as commentators. They didn't actually use their streaming channels as a medium.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
To be recognized in that aspect. All right, so Twitter question of the week. Let's see if we got any responses off of this bad boy. I did a good one. I feel like this was a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling it. What's Twitter say?
What does Twitter say?
What does Twitter say?
All right.
You're not saying what Twitter's saying.
So the question was, what video game world do you want to live in?
Oh.
Yeah, right? Good one. I just wish our followers on Twitter would have seen it and responded. But we can respond, and you can respond by sending us an email, uncoregamers@gmail.com, or just respond to the tweet at uncoregamers. Post those tweets out every Tuesday.
Or you can whisper into my ear at twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
Yeah.
I'll be listening.
He'll be listening.
Use that whisper function. /W.
/W, blackholeflare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like every other chat program.
Nobody else will see it. But, yeah, you can just...
What video game world?
I have to think about that one. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Take some time to think about it. A little moment of silence, people. Let me take some time to think about it, too, while you're listening. I got mine.
What?
Yeah.
You can't have yours.
I got mine. This is something I wanted.
You're not thinking of everything.
I've wanted this for so long.
Are we answering?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
That's why I told you to think about it.
But that's such a short time.
Well, I'm going to talk about mine. You think about yours while I'm talking about mine.
Damn it. Okay, talk about yours.
All right. Dot Hack.
Dot Hack, the RPG?
The RPG. It's open world MMO. You have different classes that actually feel pretty different and distinct. You know, a lot of really interesting environments, some kind of creepy, some not so creepy, some really happy and joyful, a lot of fun, loving things to do. It's a lot of character to that world, both in the anime and in the games, especially the first 4, which would be my favorite set of the universe. And I've been wanting that MMO virtual reality thing ever since I saw that show and played those first four games. I was like, wow, this is actually a really cool idea. It would be awesome. So in that world, I think it would be fun. I think it would be not so crazy that I would hate myself and putting myself in there like some zombie apocalypse game or something like that. So I don't want to live in that. But still fun enough and exciting enough to keep myself entertained. Especially, you know, when you get into the whole aspect of all the broken AI stuff that happens during that series.
Okay. Okay. Well, I might be missing something or some game that I might like better, but I think this game is actually really great, is Chrono Trigger. I think I would love to be in the Chrono world Trigger. Of Chrono Trigger. Yeah.
What era?
No, that's the point, though. I could go to any era. I would be Chrono.
Oh, you'd want to be a time traveling.
Yeah. I would time travel, you know, go to the end of time. You know, go back to the past, dinosaurs, right? Okay. Who doesn't want to go see dinosaurs? Go to the future where it's all bleak and you get robots.
Yeah.
You get all these robots to do for you, to do work for you. And you have this machine, you can take one of the machines.
Yeah. All this medieval
get
times.
You rested and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's just, it would be super awesome to be able to travel to all these times and just see how life was, you know what I mean? Just all the changes that have happened. Magic. There's magic in this world.
Yes, there is.
You'd be able to have, you know, magical powers. No, because Spikio has to imbue you with magical powers. So,
but there's still magic in the world.
There is still magic in the world, yes. Your hamster broke something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, just a lot of great stuff in that game. There's a lot of great stuff that would be awesome to see, like, in person. And that would be my choice, Chrono Trigger.
Not bad. All right, we'll join us next week when we talk about things.
Okay.
Bye.
I think I lost it.